closest food to becoming chametz is matzah. Matzah is a high-risk chametz food. So they say the Beis HaLevi was mitzamtzein in the kezesim, because he said the issue of eating chametz is more chashuv than the chiyuv of eating matzah. So he says, I'm not going to be machner in a kiyum of a mitzvah saseh on the tzad that I might be over on a lo sasa sheish bel karas. So he ate the minimum size of a kezais.
Why would he worry if he followed all the rules up to 18 minutes? There should not be any kishayim.
That's true.
Super careful.
But there were people who were, people are very machmer in the yanim of chametz. I mean, that's why, Ashkenazim have burnt matzah. You know, Sfardim, or Temanim at least, have soft, spongy matzah. It looks like a pizza. How come we don't get that? Well, the answer is, the Ramah says, in other words, Sfardim, or at least they have a Mesira, they're willing to go up to the limit. It says 18 minutes, so we'll let it rise for 12 minutes, and we'll bake it at 400, 500 degrees, and you get a nice bread. That's technically matzah. The Lechem HaPanim was that way. Hillel's sandwich was that way. Hillel made a sandwich. This was a shawarma. Hillel was korech. Now korech means he wrapped bread, Pesach, matzah, umara. You can't wrap matzah, matzah to matzah sandwich. So it's a double portion that the korech in the time of the mikdash was soft, just as the lechem upon him, that had to be matzah, right? Shtei lechem was chametz, but lechem upon him was matzah, and the like. But the reason the Ashkenazim don't have that mesorah is that we don't want to take chances. We don't want to let it rise, 14 minutes and put it in the oven. So we have it super thin, so there's less chance that there are pockets of flour that don't get baked right away. We put it in an oven at an extremely high temperature. What's a matzah oven? 1,000 degrees. And it comes out this burnt, dry cracker because of Zahiris. Now, there's all controversy, at least in America, among the more modern Orthodox, they want to get, they're trying to get a mainstream hefsher on the soft matzah for Ashkenazim to use. And again, it's not at all pashut that we are allowed to violate our Mesorah in that way.
Kidneys.
Oh, yeah, well, kidneys as well is an issue. So Sfaradim have all the fun. but I always say, but you have to get up. I think it's counterbalanced. Amud HaShachar, the whole month of Elul. So everything has its costs. Yeah.
Would the Ramah permit matzah that's with pure juice? Because Rabbi said that can't become chumrah.
Yeah, the Ramah's chumrah, that's very true. That's Emma's. Again, the Ramah's chumrah is even on pure fruit juice, and the reason is that the Ramah is chayshish for some Rishayim that say that when the Gemara says may perish without water is not machmitz, that means it's not chometz gomer to be chayiv kares, but it's chometz nukshim that you're able to allow. So the Ramah's chayshish. Also keep in mind that most fruit juices today are reconstituted in some way or the other, so consequently it may be classified as the addition of water. Right, so we have all of these things. So as I say, this is an interesting example of a psak halacha of the Maral that's quite interesting, but as I say, la halacha, we don't fear this way because of the Ramah's hachra for Ashkenazim and the like. Now, let me just mention that I saw B'Shem Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky something similar, but it's not as big of a chiddush, actually. It's Yadua in the name of the Vilna Gaon, because the Torah says, Shivas Yomim Teichel Matzahs, eat matzah for 7 days. So Rashi brings Chazal, only the first night is a chayva, the rest is a reshus. Don't eat chametz, but you don't have to eat matzah. But the Gaon is chaylik. The Gaon actually says that although the chiyuv d'oraisa is only laila rishayim, but the Gra says every single kezayis of matzah that you eat during Pesach is a kiyum of a mitzvah saseh of achilas matzah. You don't make a bracha because it's not a chiyuv, but the Gra says shivas yamim teichel matzah, is the Torah is telling you there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, although you're not chayav to eat matzah. It's called a mitzvah kiyumis. This is a well-known teaching of the Gra, and this would indicate, indeed, that one should be mahader to eat matzah. Most understand from the Maaser Rav that it has to be shmura, that the din of shmura carries over to the mitzvah kiyumis, which is why many people, bedavka, eat shmura all of Pesach. because they want to fulfill the Gra's Hachra. But here is what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky wanted to say, and again, it doesn't work with the Ramah, but if you put aside the Ramah, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky wants to say that for the other days of Pesach, you could be Makayim the Gra with Matzah Ashira. Because he wants to say, this is not as radical as the Ramah Rao, he wants to say that Lechem Aini is only a Chiyav in the Seder, where we're Mechuyav to experience Avdus. The rest of the days of Pesach, it is only Mitam Chipazai. See, Yaakov doesn't mention the morale. I don't know if he saw the morale or didn't see the morale. So Yaakov says this Svara, that Lechem Aini is for the first night. The rest of the time is Chipazai. Memela, the rest of the time you could be Yaitzei with Matzah Ashira. The Chiddush of the morale is, he reads in even the first night, right? He's going beyond Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov was saying, only the rest of the nights, the morale is Mechadesh, that there could be a Mitzvah Kiyam HaMitzvah, even the first night.
Exactly.
It's exactly the opposite, right. So Rav Yaakov says exactly the opposite of the Maisa Hashem. The Maisa Hashem says that the first night is Zecher L'Chipazim. Of course, like the Maisa Hashem, you'd have a Kasha. Why isn't Masa Hashira good? For the first night, on the first night, that would be right. Because he says, it's only Lechem Ayin.
Well, maybe two days before, then maybe, I can say it's big, but it also has to
be. It could be. It's shaykh to say that, but Maisa Hashem is mashma of the first night. Huh? The Maisa Hashem, which was a very famous sefer, an early Achron, maybe a very late Rishon, says, going with these two reasons of matzah, right? The Ramban is one. Again, the Ramban is the key here, where the Ramban identifies two different reasons for matzah, lechem oni and zecher l'chipazah, right? So that's the Ramban. But the Maisa Hashem says that the two reasons don't exist in all cases. He tainas, by the Seder, the Iker reason is to remember the chipazah of Geula. That we're
the opposite.
He says, right, because we're sitting that night in the Seder, we have to remember how quickly Hashem took us out. The rest of Pesach, it is not to be arrogant. We have to remember the Avdus, so we shouldn't be misgoyim. So what is interesting is, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who did not quote the Maisa Hashem, Rav Yaakov says exactly the opposite. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says exactly the opposite, and says, the first night, we remember the Avdus, and the rest of Pesach, we remember the Chipazah. Right? It's the opposite of the Maisa Hashem. And the Maral's Kiddush is that you have both the first night, and indeed you could be Makayim Chipazah, even if you're not Makayim Lechem.
Basically, you cannot be Makayim. So, in other words, you cannot be Makayim one without the other. It's a level
word. Well, that seems to be the halacha. The halacha is not like the Maral. The halacha basically here is, the Torah requires that matzah have two characteristics. That's the mitzvah of matzah. Yeah. But the morale brings a good raya, though. The morale brings a good raya that something can be matzah even if it's... In other words, matzah ashira is matzah, it's just not only. No, but he says, he brings a raya because by a korban mincha has to be matzah. The Torah says it has to be matzah, except for the shtei halechem the 10 lachmei taida that were chametz. But other than that, menachas have to be matzah. And yet, all menachas were matzah ashira because they were flour mixed with oil as well as water. And therefore, the Torah says it has to be matzah. It's matzah ashira. Zependach, that even matzah ashira is matzah, it's just not lechemayni.
It doesn't mean it's based on matzah.
No, but this is what he tells us. He says like this. He says, there are two different psukim that give you a mitzvah of matzah. In Parshas Bo, it doesn't say lechem oni. It just says b'yarev teichlu matzah. In Parshas Re'eh, it says matzah lechem oni. So zok to maral, b'yarev teichlu matzah, I could be mekayim even with matzah.
Also,
yeah. Right. Yes.
Yaakov Kamenetsky is also very big in history.
Yes.
So you have the lechem oni. Remembering Mitzrayim,
yeah.
The Seder night, that they were still in Mitzrayim, so the Lechem Oni, the Chipazon goes after, so you can have the Manzashira, because you're already on your way out. It's Chipazon.
Right.
You've left, and the whole time, the 7 days are Chipazon.
Right, 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 right.
It keeps on going.
Right, right. That's correct. So just so we have these three different views. You have Rav Yaakov, the Maisa Hashem, and then we have the Maral in terms of how you integrate the union of Chipazain and the union of Lechonaini, and then the Maral's chiluk between May Paris without water, May Paris with water. But as I say, for Ashkenazim, the Ramah kind of forecloses all of this halacha lemaisa except for Chayla Zakin, because we don't eat Masa Hashiva from the Zman of Chomet. Although we're not Machmir and Bal Yirah, we can keep it in
terms. What about the soft matzah, hard matzah? If you're a Seder, and Sarash or Femi Seder, and they're eating, you're not going to eat them. But is it going to end up coming? Is the Chumra going to keep going like the Dada is going to make your things?
No. You don't have to worry about the crumbs. In a way, it's more makel than kidneyus. Kidneyus, you maybe you do have a problem with kale.
Why is it stronger?
Because miyikra din, it's mutter. It's not our mitzvah. It's only mitam mina. Kidneyus is nasar b'minyan. Kidneyus was nasar by the gut. So you have to treat it like treif. You don't have to treat this much as something that's treif. Intrinsically, yeah.
What is the Ramah Matar of Zalashira for Akola or
So the answer, again, in this area, we have to clearly see that the Ramah is certainly not paskening it is chametz. The halacha is it's not chametz. Halacha is that the majority of all the Rishonim interpret the Gemara that it's not chametz at all. But since there's a minority opinion, the Ramah says it is proper to be noeg like a minority opinion in cases where it's not a great hardship. This is a common idea in halacha. But in other words, you're really correct. If we matter something for a chayla, that's because it is a basic halacha even for a non-chayla. It's not a special halacha for a chayla. But if you're a non-chayla, we tell you, better to be strict even like a minority opinion, that's not the halacha, because Pesach is it's good to be strict. But for a chayla, we allow him to follow what the basic halacha is. This is how you understand these types of things. You're right. It's not a kula for a chayla. It's a chumra for a non-chayla. The chayla gets to follow the basic halacha, and the non-chayla should be stricter beyond the halacha. Okay. Anyway, I wish you all chag kashir v'sameach, good to bench the yamtiv, and zman ha'geula and chag shes chayla.